This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The Chamai, Alaska Native Dance Festival, returned to Bethel this weekend. After 2 years without the gathering, Chamai's return signaled the revival of Yuak and of coming together again as a community after the long isolation of the pandemic. A smaller venue welcomed a smaller audience than previous years, but it was a grateful one.
Chamai! 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 Oh, good. Welcome, everyone.
The first song of Chamai was not to accompany a yuak, but instead a smudging.
And whatever you came with, this will help chase it away from you and it'll never come back to you.
The organizers dedicated Chamai to everyone in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and around the world who has died of COVID-19. The opening song speaks of being cleansed with smoke and then striving to do better. The first group to take the stage, the Bethel Regional High School Warrior Dance Group, continues the same song.
It's about time we get our groove on. My name is Maurice Nanluk. My Yupik name is Baista.
Baista is who you heard singing at the beginning of the song. His son, David, a ninth grader, then sang it for the Bethel Regional High School Dance Group. Baista and his wife taught all eight of their children to dance, drum, and sing, including David.
I wasn't really sure if he wanted me to jump or if he chose for me to jump.
It was just expected of him, he said.
All of you guys learn the songs. If nobody else is going to be doing it, that's what you guys are there for.
Baista is the lead drummer and singer for a Bethel community dance group. He also teaches Yuak at Ayapun Ulit Narvet, the Bethel Yupik Immersion School. During the first year of the pandemic, he taught Yuak over Zoom, and he danced with his family inside his home, making sure his children remembered the songs. He called the return of Chamai, quote, a time of good healing. For the Gwithluk dance group, preparing for Chamai brought them back together after 2 years of not dancing.
It was like 2 weeks ago we had to practice.
Olga Uterayuk organizes the Gwithluk dancers.
It kind of warms my heart, and you know, when we had our first practice at home, I felt that peace. I felt I needed this.
The Gwithluk group has changed since before the pandemic. There are more young people who've joined and fewer elders. Three of the group's elders died of COVID-19. Another died of cancer. Dancing together, Olga said, is a way to honor them. Another group that Chamai motivated to start dancing again came from Nebuskiak. The group is mostly school-aged children. The pandemic was the first time in the children's lives that Yuak wasn't in their village. But that's not the case for the older generation. For most of the 1900s, Nebuskiak didn't drum and dance. The missionaries had forbidden it. That changed a little over 20 years ago, around the year 2000.
We were able to breathe again.
Julia Sippery is the lead drummer and singer for the Nebuskiak dancers. It's unusual for a woman to lead a group, but her great-grandfather had drummed, and she helped revive dancing and drumming in Nabuskiak as a young teacher over two decades ago.
When I was growing up, I used to wonder why we didn't dance, why we didn't sing and drum like the other villages. I knew we were missing out.
An elder taught her six Nabuskiak songs that existed before the missionaries arrived. The rest are new. Many of them Sipari wrote. Like this song about playing basketball.
Singing and drumming and dancing. We have a sense of togetherness, family. We learn the language. We get to pass it down to the younger generation.
Seeing the younger generation dance gives Bethel elder Peter Achek hope. He smudged the room at the beginning of the festival to cleanse the space. Then, for him, dancing suspended the grief and hardship of the past 2 years. Through the first day of the festival, he sat front row center.
I forgot there was a world out there. But I didn't want to break a moment even. In one kuta tamaskmata.
With Yukdun translation help from Julia Jimmy, at the Chamai Alaska Native Dance Festival in Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Kuyana for listening. Please send your feedback and news tips to email address news@kyuk.org or message KYUK on Facebook. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.